on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Let's send it back to the Crown City and Dunkirk. More of the Breakfast Club and your host, John Boggs.
Thank you, Jeffrey O. You know, before we go back to talking about glass days, I want to acknowledge Christine Freeberger. Today's her 23rd birthday. And I don't know if you know this, Jeffrey, but up until just recently, she was exclusively the lady who took care of us at the Breakfast Club out at Ponderosa.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you, she just did a fabulous job. She kept my coffee cup filled all the time, took care of our guests. Just a wonderful person, and she never did get much credit for it, so I want to make sure that Christina knows we really appreciate her.
She is also very much our friend and our family, so she does a very good job.
Well, good. I have with me now Alicia Franklin and Blake Watson. Alicia is the executive director of the Glass Museum and the library director, and Blake is the new curator for the museum. And, you know, Glass Days Festival is going on over here, and there's lots of rides. There's the Midway, and there's things downtown, but there's some stuff happening at the library as well as at the museum. So, Alicia, tell us what the library does this week.
The library actually has their Friends of the Library and Glass Museum book sale kicks off today, and it goes through Saturday during regular library hours. We are having a special deal on Friday and Saturday. Will be bag day, all you can bag for $2 for gently used books, and all that money goes back to the Friends, who in turn turns around and buys things that are needed for the library and the Glass Museum. So it's for a very worthy cause.
Okay, and I also understand now the museum is going to be doing something it's never done before.
That's right. We have a very special inaugural exhibit set up this year for Indiana glass artisan Lisa Pilo. And I'll let Blake tell you more about her in just a moment. We found out about her through the Indiana Glass Arts Alliance. This is the 50th anniversary of Studio Glass in the United States this year. And they asked us if we would be interested in hosting an exhibit to help kick off Glass Days and also get some recognition nationwide for the Glass Museum and also for glass history in Dunkirk. And so we are very excited to welcome her. And we want to thank Judy Wells at the IGAA for thinking about us in this small town and our history and promoting glassware.
Well, now tell me, what does a glass artist do? Do they blow glass? Do they make molds? Or is it a little bit of everything?
Yes, her glass is all handcrafted pieces. That some of it's blown glass. She does use some copper inlays on some of her pieces, and they're very highly collectible glassware, beautiful, beautiful colors.
Really?
And actually, the glass blower that is coming to Glass Days, Matt Kenyon, she actually was his trainer.
Oh, okay.
And she's the one who helped train him on how to blow glass. So we are very excited to have her pieces there.
Now, will she actually be here anytime during the festival?
Not that we know of at this time. She's going to try to stop in, but her schedule is so hectic right now. She does a lot of traveling to different fairs and also training and doing classes. So right now she's trying to work it into her schedule, but if she pops in, it'll be a surprise. So.
Okay. Well, you have a new... I don't know if I want to say employee, but you have a new addition to the Glass Museum, the curator, Blake Watson.
Right.
Blake, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was born and raised in Jay County. I am originally from this area. I graduated from University of Indianapolis in 2010 with a master's degree in gerontology. And shortly after graduating, I applied at the Glass Museum in Dunkirk and was able to acquire the position of curator. And I am just super excited to be here. I've been on the job for about 3 months now. And as far as my background history, my great-grandfather, he was a glassblower here in Dunkirk. His name was Jacob Pyatt. And I have an aunt who retired out of 45 years out of Indiana Glass. She was a secretary.
Okay, so you have glass in your veins, too.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, do you have any final words for our listeners talking about the exhibit this week?
Absolutely. I would love for the folks to visit our website, which is the dunkirkpubliclibrary.com. They can go to the tab on the very top of the website, which is entitled The Glass Museum. And once they click on that tab, it will give them information that about the exhibit.
Okay, and the what are the hours and the length of the exhibit?
The length of the exhibit lasts from May 29th through June 9th, and we're open from Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on Saturdays we're open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay. Now, Alicia, where is the Glass Museum located here in Dunkirk?
The Glass Museum is at 309 South Franklin, and we're just right around the corner from the Dunkirk Public Library in the adjoining building, which the library is at 127 West Washington. So if you're coming into town, the easiest way to get to us because of glass days and the roads being blocked off would be to come in on 400 down and cross 400 onto Blackford Avenue, turn left on Meridian, okay, and take Meridian down to Washington, take mm-hmm. another left and come down to the corner, and you can't miss us. We're right there.
All right, and it is a good time not only to visit the Glass Museum, but also with the library and the book sale to get in there. So when you're over this week, make sure you stop by the Glass Museum and say hello to Alicia and Blake.
Thank you.
We thank you guys for being with us. Again, any final words?
Just come on over and see us all. I mean, there's something for everybody here in Dunkirk, and especially with the book sale and the Glass Museum, and there's glass tours at the Verallia plant on Friday to top that off too, and there's lots of sales around town. So we're the hidden gem in the country, and we need to sparkle.
I know you. I like that. I know you talked about Lisa's the colors of her glasses, just beautiful. But I've been to the museum, and there's so many spectacular pieces in there that it's hard to believe that they were manufactured.
Yeah, we have over 8,000 pieces of glassware from 110 different factories from all over the world. So it's not just glass that was made in Dunkirk. The primary collection is from Dunkirk and was made here locally, but we do have several pieces from all over the world. And if you've never been to the Glass Museum, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, and really, if you're going to come to Glass Days, I know you want to come to the carnival and all that, but go to the Glass Museum, because it'll give you a good flavor of what this festival is all about.
It really will. There's lots of history here in Dunkirk.
All right. Okay. We thank you very much for being with
us. Thank you.
All right, when we come back, Jeffrey O., we're going to talk again with Mayor Dan Watson and Judy Garr and find out a little bit more about the impact on the community.